Masech Shvius, Parachas, Mishnah Zayin. The produce during the Shemitah year is not allowed to be destroyed. The Mishnah here takes us a step further. Ein mevashlin yarek shel Shvius b'shemen shel truma. One is not allowed to cook vegetables from the Shemitah year in oil of truma. Shelo yavienu lidei psul, in order that it should not come to becoming pasul. Truma that becomes tamei requires that it needs to be burnt and it needs to be destroyed. If the vegetables are cooked in an oil of truma, they will then have truma oil become saturated into the vegetables, and then if they become tamei because of the truma oil inside the vegetables, they will be required to be burnt. And so by cooking the vegetables in truma oil, it brings a possibility that in the event they become tuma, they will need to be destroyed. Therefore, one should not even cook the vegetables in the truma oil so as not to come to having to destroy the vegetables. Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon disagrees. He says it's mutter. The action of cooking the vegetables in the oil is not destroying the vegetables. They're still fit for eating. It's only the potential that they may become tame in the future. And Reb Shimon holds that's not a problem. When one exchanges the produce of Shemitah for another object, the Kedusha transfers and the second object becomes Kaddish, it becomes sanctified with the Kedusha Shvius, and so on and so forth. The second object, if it's traded for the third, these are food items, and traded for the fourth, the Kedusha of the Shemitah will follow along the chain and transfer. The Mishnah says, V'achrin achrin nitzpas b'shvius. The last one in the chain of transfers that he's exchanging the produce for another food, the last one in the chain will have the Kedusha of Shemitah on it. The ones in the middle will not. V'apri atzmai aser. But the pri itself, the actual produce, the Shemitah produce that grew, they will always remain aser, forbidden, and have the halachas of Shemitah that apply to them. They will always remain that way. But the middle links will no longer retain the Kedusha. Once it transfers, only the last one will keep the Kedusha Shemitah. Mishnah Ches. Ein lechen avadim. One is not allowed to purchase with the money of Shemitah avadim, slaves, v'karkayis, and land, property, u'behemet mea, and non-kosher animals, midmei shvius, using money from Shemitah, because these are not things that are edible. They're not food items. And v'im lakach, if he did purchase these things with the money of Shemitah, then yoichal kenegdan. There's a penalty that he needs to now take from his own pocket money, the same value of Shemitah money that he spent, and he needs to pay from his pocket money for other foods that he would have been allowed to spend the Shemitah money on. He has to spend that money from his pocket, the same value, on food items. And this is a penalty given by Chazal in order to prevent him from misusing the Shemitah monies. One is allowed to purchase certain karbanos that are voluntary karbanos, like shlamim. He can bring certain voluntary karbanos one can purchase with the money of Shemitah. However, karbanos that he's obligated in bringing, he can't pay up his obligations with the Shemitah money, and the Mishnah here gives examples. Ein mevin kine zavim v'kine zavis. One cannot bring the birds, these are bird offerings, karbanos birds, for a zav or for a zava, different types of impurities. A male could get a tumah zav, a female could get a tumah zava, that would require them to bring birds as karbanos in their tahara process. These birds were obligations that they had to bring, and therefore they could not use the money from Shemitah. Also, v'kine yayladas, the birds that a woman who gave birth to a baby, she brings birds as karbanos in the tahara process. Also, these things cannot be brought midmei shvius from the money of Shemitah, because they're obligations. Vimhevi, if he did bring them from Shemitah money, then Yoichal Kenegdan, he has the same penalty that he needs to take from his own pocket money, the same value, and buy other things that he would be allowed to buy with Shemitah money. The Mishnah continues, although we've learned in the past that one is allowed to smear his body with oil from Shemitah, because that is considered a type of not food, but similar food, where he's deriving physical benefit from the fruit, from the produce. However, the Mishnah says, "Ein sachen kalim b'shemen shel shvius." One cannot smear his kalim, his utensils, if he has leather that he wants to smear with oil, or other utensils that he wants to smear with oil, he can't smear the utensils with Shemen Shel Shvi'is Shemitah oil. V'imsach, and if he went ahead and did it, misused the Shemitah oil, Yechal Kenegdei, he's going to have to go and eat other food that was not Shemitah food, but he's going to have to eat it in the proper way following the guidelines of Shemitah. And this is the same penalty that he's going to have to take non-Shemitah items and use them for Shemitah-related purposes of the equal value of what he misused from the Shemitah produce.